We came across a book with a surprising take on coffee. It's called Cafe Nation, Coffee, Folklore, Magic, and Divination. The author is Sandra Mitsumoto Posey. She has a PhD in folklore and mythology, and she's received fellowships and awards for her research. Since coffee magic is a pretty new idea to us, we were kind of fascinated. We decided to give Sandra a call and find out what was going on. Sandra, hi, welcome.
Hi, good to be here.
Sandra, is there any real tradition of coffee being connected with magic?
Oh, absolutely. If you research the history of coffee from its very origins, it was used as a spiritual substance. The Sufi mystics would use it to help them stay awake all night in prayer. And from then it goes on, when it travels to Europe, it comes to the attention of the Catholic Church, who's a bit worried about it, because they say this is the devil's beverage, because it comes from Muslim nations. And the Pope drinks it, and he says, you know, we're going to fool the devil. We're going to take this drink, it's so wonderful, and baptize it and make it a Christian beverage. So there's, you know, that official proclamation on the part of the Church affirming that it was something that was good and absolutely appropriate for the faithful to use. And then when we go along, you start seeing mentions of coffee divination, coffee reading. The first one comes sometime in the 1700s in Dublin, where the newspaper announces that there is a coffee reader in town, and her office hours will be after church in the morning. And, you know, the fact that it was advertised as being after church acknowledges that most of the people coming to this woman would be devout Christians, as, you know, most of the people in that area at that time were. And therefore, it wasn't seen to be, you know, a strange thing to tie coffee with your spiritual pursuits, or that spiritual people would come to, you know, a coffee reader.
Sandra, you've got several potions in the book. Tell me about them.
Well, I call them coffee potions to indicate their sort of mystical nature. And it's also to help people get used to the idea that coffee doesn't have to just have cream and sugar or be served black, that there is a whole tradition of spicing coffee. In fact, one of the first ways it was consumed in the Americas in colonial times was with a bit of honey and cinnamon. So, you know, it might take people a bit of getting used to the idea of coffee being flavored in that way, but also these are ways to make the coffee a little bit different so that your senses of smell and taste are fully cued in toward your goal. So each of these coffee potions that I've had have different goals, such as to help with divination, to help with depression. There are also love potions, which are to help strengthen the bond with the one you love or draw love into your life. And some of these, like the one coffee potions for love and the coffee potion for healing, have historic precedent. They are not quite the same, but based upon traditional coffee practices. The love one, for example, included ginger and honey and rose petals. The one for healing traditionally included a bit of whiskey, a piece of string, and other odd things like this. But it all helps you to sort of tune your mind in behind your goal and to accomplish that goal.
Well, Sandra, with all the research you did, what was your favorite bit of coffee lore that you ran into?
Oh, well, that would have to be the woman in Texas. Sometime in the early part of the century, possibly 1920s or 30s, I think it was, she was visited by the ghost of her husband, and the only thing he asked her for was a cup of coffee. And as soon as she went to go make that cup of coffee, after she'd gotten over her shock, of course, the ghost had disappeared. That's all he needed, apparently. And, you know, that actually ties into another custom in Georgia, where if you put a cup of coffee and a piece of bread near your entranceway, it would prevent ghosts from entering your house. And there are still a lot of customs all around the world, from Mexico to Japan, of putting food on a loved one's grave. So this is actually tied into a sort of whole matrix of belief that's, you know, manifests in different ways.
Sandra, thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been lovely being here.
Sandra Mitsumoto Posey is the author of Cafe Nation, Coffee Folklore, Magic, and Divination. You can get Sandra's guide for simple coffee clatch divination by going to our website, splendidtable.org. Well, that's all we've got time for today. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Have a great week. And remember, you can call us anytime. The number is 800-537-5252. Until next week, let me leave you with a famous exchange between Winston Churchill and Lady Nancy Astor. Lady Astor said, "If you were my husband, Winston, I would flavor your coffee with poison." Churchill responded, "If I were your husband, madam, I would drink it."